first case for argument this morning is 17-2169, Vedanti Licensing v. Google. Mr. Asher, are you the appellant?
Appellant, yeah.
So you're in the wrong, aren't you in the wrong seats?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we got to keep our heads on straight then, because this is confusing for us. So, all right. You're the appellant. No, I mean, I'm just stay here for now. We'll just try to focus on. So you go first. You, Mr. Asher? Yes. Please proceed. Come on up.
The PTAB failed to properly construe the 339 patent claims as a two-stage computer-implemented processing system. How the computer processes the frame data was critical. A computer process in a first stage generates data defining a region, or in claim 7, an optimized matrix, that will ultimately be transmitted to a receiving system for generating a display. And before transmission, a second stage process has received that region defining data and selects pixel data. The specification describes the advantages. System 100 determines the optimal data for transmission based on the end use of the data. Further, the number of pixels to transmit can be decided on a region-by-region basis within the frame or frame-to-frame. The pixel selection system can be adjusted in any number of ways. Whereas in Spriggs, the prior art, as described in Google's petition, Spriggs discloses a coding process that outputs region data and pixel data. What Spriggs teaches, it's that one coding process that produces both.
Can I just step back for a minute, to put this all in context? So I want to make sure I understand. The context and the dispute here is that the board said it's not required that the analysis system be a separately identifiable component from the pixel selection system.
Correct.
So that's the issue we're talking about. So why don't you point us specific to the best you have, I guess, in the specification or whatever, to the board, why the board erred in its conclusion.
Well, in the claims?
Yes.
The claims are separate. There's a separate element for the analysis system. There's a separate element for the pixel selection system.
Yes. That
in the specification,
doesn't
you can look at the drawings. In the first figure one, there's a pixel selection system and a frame analysis system. And they are separately described in figure two is the frame analysis system. Figure three is the pixel selection system. There are two separate systems. In the specification, there's reference to that the pixel selection system selects pixels from a predefined matrix or region. There's no... That's the whole gist of the patent. And it's confirmed by the claims, and the claims specify that there's a separate element for each. Yes.
Well, there's no dispute, I don't think, that they have to be separately identifiable processes.
Okay.
So the dispute, I'm not telling you, I'm asking you if I'm correct, that the dispute lies in whether they must be separately identifiable components or structures. Am I right in my understanding of? I'm just trying to figure out if I'm correct in seeing what the dispute is between you and your friend on the other side.
I have a dispute with the decision. The decision did not treat the pixel selection system and the analysis system as separate identifiable components. I'm not sure if Google has a problem with that at all. Their briefs seem to say that there was nothing preventing the two systems from being in the same computer, which we all accept.
But what did the board say then?
The board took that further. When I indicated in oral hearing before the PTAB court that they could both be in the same computer, I followed up by saying, but they have to be separately identifiable processes within that computer. And they took that as a concession that they were, that that separateness wasn't required.
But didn't the board consider those two separate functions in its analysis?
They did talk about the separate functions, and it's not clear to me how, but it's not clear that they identified a separate pixel selection process that corresponds to the claims. They seem to be satisfied that everything was there, that pixel data came out at the end, that region data came out at the end, but they didn't look to the process and how you get there. This is a new process. And the process was a two-stage one, which produced the regions first, the region data, and then selected pixels from each region. And they were not diligent about finding a selection process that performed as claimed.
So, I mean, is your argument that they failed to recognize some sort of a timing requirement, that one needs to be performed before the other?
I don't know if I return it. One before the other certainly is required, yes, and that was not clear from here. It was not clear that one identified a region, that defined a region from which one was selecting pixels. Let's understand that this is a data reduction process. We're trying to reduce the amount of data that's being sent. So the pixel selection process involves picking individual pixels from a choice of multiple pixel data.
Which it seems to me that they were certainly aware of both of these functions, and their analysis includes a discussion about both of these functions, and the conclusion was that the references sustained the rejection. Why is that wrong?
It's wrong because all they said was that selection happens somewhere in the coding process. They talk about their expert who said there are certain steps that do region generation and additional steps that do pixel selection. But there was no, I don't even know what they're pointing to. They pointed to different things at different times. So in certain places, they've taken on this new approach that's not present in the petition, in which a pixel, which is a coordinate and its values, and they've dissected it, and they say identifying the coordinates for the pixel is region data, and then retrieving the value for the pixel data, for the pixel, is selecting pixel data. There's no selection there. The address is pointing to a pixel, and it's retrieving the pixel's value. So there's no selection, and moreover, and so that's the difference there.
So why don't you spend a couple minutes, if you don't mind, on your final argument, which is your due process rights and the failure to allow you an opportunity. Because it seems here there were several steps, including that you filed a surreply and that this came up at various points, allowing you an opportunity to give your view.
It did not come up until the reply. The petition was all in terms of the coding process of Spriggs producing coordinates and values. In the petition, they refer to the end result as producing region data, the blocks defined by the coordinates and the values. They refer to the same thing for the pixel selection, the coded output. These values are the values in the middle, S, A, B, C, and D, indicate pixel coordinates and values. These values are the pixel data. But when it came to the reply, after we had demonstrated that they had failed to show a separate process for generating regions and one that followed that received the region data to produce selected pixel data, they had to recast their arguments And they did this.
Exactly. Can you kind of summarize to me? Because it looks to me like the final written decision by the board pretty much mirrors the institution decision. So where's the gap? I mean, your argument.
Not at all. It cites throughout the petitioner's reply and the second supplemental declaration from the expert who completely changed the approach that they were taking. So in the reply, all of a sudden they're separating out a pixel into a coordinate and its value. So the way Spriggs works is that it looks at the corner pixels of a block, and it has to determine whether that's going to be a region. It does an interpolation based on the corner pixel values and compares that with the actual values and determines if those corner pixels are going to be representative. If it is, it's defined a region, moves on to the next. So it's not until it's defined a region that you can go on to pixel selection, but there is no pixel selection following defining the region because no other pixels can be selected. Only the corner pixels have been approved for being representative of the block.
Your due process argument, as I understand it, is predicated on the PTO having violated CFR 42.123B when it relied on the supplemental declaration. I know that you raise other issues as well, but that seems to be the crux of your issue. As I understand it, your opponent explains that you never made this argument below and that it's therefore waived. Do you have any response to that?
Yes, there was a teleconference before the board. We asked for the opportunity to move to strike the declaration, and they refused us any opportunity to file such a motion. So we had no opportunity to submit any reasons. We asked for the opportunity to submit a declaration in response to the 125-paragraph declaration of their expert.
In that telephone conference, you made a number of objections, including one based on 42.23B, but you never mentioned 42.123. Why is that not waiver? In the telephone conference, you requested to make a bunch of objections, and they rejected your ability to file paper, but you never mentioned it, did you?
I don't have a transcript of the call.
And then you have paper objections at page 402 of the appendix and 403. You wrote paper objections as well, correct? Am I correct about that?
Yes, there were some. Those are evidentiary objections.
Yeah, but you didn't. This one wasn't included in it.
Yes, it's a different issue. One is evidentiary, that you're allowed to object on evidentiary, like hearsay and things like that. With the 42.123 goes to the motion to strike. It should have been excluded. It shouldn't have been admitted because they didn't follow the rules of the
I'm sorry,
the board.
I'm confused. Why couldn't you have mentioned it in those same objections that you filed that are listed in the appendix at 402?
Because those objections are designed, it's clear in the PTAB rules and practice that those objections deal with evidentiary issues. 42.123 is a procedural issue that they failed to follow.
You're into your rebuttal, so why don't we hear from the other side? Okay. You're the appellee, right? Just
so we will switch the signs after our two arguments so that everybody else is forewarned, okay. And it will help you through the rest
Thank
of the day, I hope.
You have no idea how set we are in our ways.
So to be clear, Your Honor, good morning, and may it please the court. The judgment should be affirmed, even though we're on this side of the table. And the judgment should be affirmed, Your Honor, for three basic reasons. First, the board construed the claims properly under the broadest reasonable interpretation standard, a term I note which my friend didn't even attempt to deal with in talking about his claim construction argument. Secondly, the board's decision is supported by substantial evidence. And thirdly, whether or not there was waiver, there was no due process violation here in this case. Let me start with the claim construction argument that my friend raised. Spriggs is actually relatively simple to explain. In column 2, it refers to operations 1, 2, and 3. Operation 1 defines a region, and it says that if that region is satisfactory, then we're done and we can transmit that. And if not, we move to operation 3, and we might repeat operation 3 until the frame is subdivided to the point where it's ready for transmission. And that takes place in operation 2. So what my friend says is the analysis system can be found in operation 1 working with operation 3. And what my friend says is the pixel selection system can be found in operation 2. That's effectively what the board found both in its initial determination to grant review of this IPR and in its final decision. And Chief Judge Prost, I think you pointed out that there was no, you didn't see a distinction between the initial, The institution decision at page appendix 99 tracks exactly, and it even says here at page 99 that Google maps a Spriggs selection of quarter pixel values for transmission to the pixel selection of claim one. So any notion that the quarter pixel values weren't in play at that point is belied by the record in this case. The case law in this area, by the way, is very clear, and it's established predominantly by the legion of cases that we've cited in our brief, led by the applied medical research case. Just because there are separate limitations, that doesn't create a presumption that there are separate components in either an accused device or in an invalidating reference, as we have here. And the fact that this is obviousness takes us even farther afield from that. My friend said that his best argument from the specification was the claims as well as figures 1, 2, and 3. I'd note that figures 1, 2, and 3, as described at column 2, lines 1 to 11, are all described as exemplary. They are not, as described in the Gauss invention, the Gauss case on which my friend relies so heavily, they are not described in the specification in any way as, quote, the invention, or this is the point of the invention, not at all. I think one last observation is that my friend moves back and forth between calling this a system or a process. This is a system claim. It's not a method claim. With regard to what the analysis system, the pixel selection system do, that's set forth in operations 1, 2, and 3 of the reference. With regard to the due process objection, I think that the argument I've just given with regard to showing you where the argument was made, where it's been maintained, should satisfy the courts in response to what my friend has said. But to the extent my friend is saying that there was new evidence offered or a new theory offered in the reply declaration, that simply isn't true. Dr. Grindon, in most places where my friend cites, refers back to and cross-references his first declaration. This was just an elaboration on what he had already said.
Well, was that an elaboration based on a response to what the patent owner?
Absolutely, and that's exactly why a reply declaration is needed and why it's allowed by the rules. Now, I'd add furthermore that the argument here is it's a constitutional dimension objection here. And the argument is that they had no opportunity to be heard. They clearly had notice, but they claim they didn't have an opportunity to be heard. And I want to point out to the court that at page A122, the board assured them that if there were improper arguments and evidence presented with petitioner's reply, the board would only consider arguments, quote, properly rooted in the petition. And where the board made its decision, it did exactly that.
So did it rely on the supplemental declaration?
No, absolutely. Absolutely it did, as was its right. And remember that although they didn't get to put in an additional declaration, they did get to put in objections.
My friend,
Vedanti. They got to put in objections. They got to take a second deposition of the expert. They got to put in a surreply. They got to make written objections. and they got to give oral argument. All of those were adequate in the Belden versus Birktec case from this court to avoid a due process problem. There's no due process problem here. And if you look at page appendix 26, where the board has the guts of its decision on this issue, you'll see that everything is rooted in either the patent or the original Grindon report in addition to the supplemental one. So unless the court has further questions, we're perfectly happy to rest on our briefs at this point.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
After operation one is determined that the block can be in the region, the operation two states the addresses and values of the points A, B, C, and D are transmitted. That's what it says in the patent, and that's all that happens is transmitted. There's no selection. Those pixels had already been approved in determining the region. So that was not a selection process. Claim 7 is another claim that's written a little differently, and it deals with an optimized matrix data. One has to optimize the matrix data before selecting pixel data. Optimize is in the past tense. It had to have happened. In order to be able to go to the next step of doing pixel selection based on optimized matrix data, unless that's been optimized and determined to be a region, the claim's not satisfied. So their attempt to look at pulling out the corner coordinates as region data before selecting or retrieving the corner's pixel data is simply not commensurate with Claim 7, because there's no optimization of those region data. Those are just proposed corner coordinates for a new block, and they're merely retrieving the pixel data for those four proposed corner pixels. And so that's not a region. It hasn't been determined to be optimized. It's not a region, and it certainly is not an optimized matrix, because it has not yet passed the interpolation test.
Any questions? Yeah. Thank you. We thank both sides, and the case is submitted.